Hi, I'm Bill Corcoran Jr., and I'm your host for the On the Stacks podcast. Today, I'm chatting with Dave Maloney, owner of Axelrad Screen Printing, and Tyler Rice, graphic designer.
Welcome back, podcast, episode 9, another virtual On the Stacks podcast. Dave and Tyler, what's up, guys?
What's up?
So, thanks for having us. Yeah, absolutely, Dave. And Tyler, you know, you guys, I've been seeing your name, Tyler, pop up all over social media, all over the news. Axelrad, you guys are doing something really, really cool right now in the community, you know, amid this whole COVID-19 thing to really help out our local NEPA businesses. So, Tyler, what is the Shirt Off Our Backs movement and how did it get started?
So the Shirt Off Our Backs movement is an online communal-based web store. Basically, it showcases all the local business and small business of our area, gives people a chance to kind of shop around and buy a tee, which the proceeds will end up benefiting the company that they're purchasing for. It came about kind of just thinking of how can I use my industry and my talents to help people who are struggling at this time. I have a lot of people close to me who unfortunately had to completely stop working, where I have the benefit of working from home here and there. So it kind of just started to light a flame under me and kind of just be like, all right, what can I do to help? And I came up with the idea of just a single design that was COVID related, wasn't really loving it, but then, you know, how do I split the proceeds, stuff like that. And then it kind of just came to me about bringing everyone together, just like in a way that you can raise money and also kind of promote local business for essentially for free for them.
Yeah. So how exactly does it work? You guys, you allow people to submit a t-shirt design and then you guys put it up for sale on the website for $15. How does it work?
Right. So someone will contact me, either with their logo or just a design. I've been doing all the artwork and stuff like that for free, just as a little added bonus to make sure that costs are as low as possible. And then, yeah, I'll post up their shirt, $15, a couple bucks, $5 will go to us to basically to print the shirt at all at cost. And then the other 10 goes to the business.
That's great. So, you know, I think you guys, when you guys originally launched this, it was probably a couple weeks ago. I forget at this point, but I think your goal was what, like 10,000 when you originally started?
We launched April 6th, and my goal was $10,000, which we met in 4 days. I think I only had maybe 15 businesses on there at the time, too, and it exploded in just a couple of days. And, right now we're up to 193 businesses and growing.
And what's the, you know, so, you know, at this point in the podcast, I'm going to ask you the dollar amount that's been raised. However, by the time this podcast airs in a few days, I know it's probably going to be past this, but where are you at right now, dollar wise?
Right now we're at $41,150.
That's insane. Congratulations.
The coolest part about it is, I came in to see the spreadsheet to start cutting checks because I was like, I didn't want to wait till the end. So we're going to do two waves of checks.
Okay.
So the first wave, I was like, I need all the addresses, like where they're going. And like, as soon as it sat on my desk, like starting A to Z, there was like, everything was over like $300, $1,000, $3,700, like going to people that I know could use it when they're completely out of work. So I was like, whoa, man, like you see that one big number, but the little numbers will matter going to like when I'm writing the name on the check of the business and realizing like what effect it would have. Thought it was super cool.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, you guys were probably like originally shut down when this whole thing started, right? And then, you know, this happened and you kind of got back into it. Is that right?
Yep. Yeah, it's completely Tyler's idea. Everybody was like churning, like, what are we going to do? Like, what are we going to figure out? And I think we all had it like in our minds, like something to do. And then like a text came through from Tyler. What do you think about this? And then the four of us that were like in that chain were like, what? That's fucking perfect. Like, look at what, how'd you come up with this name? And it was like a perfect time for like when we're busy, like as a manufacturing company, you're just, your head's down, everybody's working. You're like inside your business. Yep. It was the first time that like something like this happened where it was like perfect time for us to look outside that building to see like what we could do when it mattered. It was such a good thing, like good feeling.
Yeah, it really is. So, you know, I don't know, how long do you guys plan to keep this going? I mean, you raised the goal to 50 grand. Hopefully by the time this podcast airs, it's going to be over 50. Are you going to keep it going? Do you have any limits as far as how many businesses can sign up? Like what's happening right now?
I'm not even going to lie. When I started it, I didn't even take into consideration a limit. I just thought I'm going to help people. So I'm going to launch this. So I haven't really put too much effort and thought into like, okay, where do I stop? It definitely gets crazier with every business that I'm adding. The logistics become a little bit more intense. It's more orders that I need to ship out and more produce. So we are starting to slowly pull back on adding, you know, we were adding upwards of 20 businesses on some days. So we're trying to slow that back down a little bit. But realistically, there's no really like end goal. My like ideal situation is to just help as many people as possible. And, as long as this stay at home order is in place, then I'm going to keep pushing because I know the people are going to need the money.
Yeah, absolutely. So Tyler, what does someone need to do right now? Like if somebody's listening right now and said, I want to add my business, or I have a friend that wants to maybe add their business, what do they need to do? Can they email you?
You can email me. My email address would be tyler@axelridearmy.com. It can be found on the site. You can also reach out to us on any of our social media, but whether it be Facebook or Instagram. We have people monitoring that as well who've been great in helping people with the correspondence there. But just most importantly, kind of be patient because I have, I think, 700 emails right now. So
like it's just submissions, like new?
Oh yeah, it's insane.
Wow.
And as much as I want to help every single person, it's going to be tough. So I'm not ignoring anybody. I'm doing my best and I'm trying my best to get to you, but if I don't, I apologize.
Yeah. When I sent you an email earlier today, I saw the auto reply saying, right, you know, how bogged down you were. And I'm like, oh man, that's tough, man.
And I get it. I mean, people are going to reach out. Everyone wants to be a part of it because I see a lot of people wanting to be a part of it because it's such a great movement and they want to be a part of helping the community. And there's other people who really need it. Mm-hmm. And it's not my place to say, you know, whether or not they're allowed to be on this, you know, like if they reach out in a perfect world, yeah, you'll be up on that site in no time, but there's only so much that I can do. And now getting into the final phases of production and fulfilling the orders, I only spread so thin where I can only do little bit over here while making their customers happy and getting stuff out on time.
Yeah. So what's like the production side of it like right now? I mean, how, you know, you guys are fulfilling some orders, I'm guessing. I mean, what's going on in the shop?
So there's no fulfillment just yet.
Okay.
Doors are closed, but we're like working back end manufacturing. So like anything that's like online orders we're fulfilling. So that's the donation contribution fund kind of thing is like allowed to be done during this time. So that's what we're doing at the moment. So we're not printing anything that was sold yet. So all those shirts that were sold are just being staged now to be printed.
Okay.
So we're going to be printing those, I think, next week, but right now we're just doing back-end work, like contract work.
Okay. So what,
we're about half staff or so.
Okay. How many t-shirts you guys got to fulfill next week?
That'd be a tie question.
41,000, so 4,100.
Wow, nice. Yeah. How long will that take you guys to get those out?
I mean, with our team, I would say that we can crush that out in, you know, a few days.
That's not bad.
Got some.
I think they'll still be printed manually just because there's so many different setups.
Very.
So it's not bulk ordering. It's most, there's like 100 or so shirts per business, like on the high end. So that normally goes down like by hand.
Yeah.
Most likely. So,
So gonna change, you know, shift gears a little bit here. Dave, how about we get a little bit into the story of Axelrad? And I think you guys have been in business for what, 2003?
Yeah, so that's kind of a facade per se.
Okay.
So official business is 2007. But when like I started with my partner, we started this in college. Like out of even maybe the last year of college, we like were officially making stuff, but it wasn't on the books.
Okay.
So we're always like in our hearts, we're like it's 2003.
Okay.
If you get technical about it and looked it up, it's 2007.
So
13 years or so. Yeah.
Okay. So what about the name Axelrad? Where'd that come from?
That's another crazy one. So during our like younger years when we were in college, we used to like BMX bike, skateboard, motocross, like kind of all that, like that click. And one of our buddies, close buddy, was just like came up with the name randomly, like drunk one night. He's like, Axelrad. He was just making like shirts as a clothing company. So it's like an axle, like that would go through a wheel.
Uh-huh.
And then just getting rad. But we don't like disclosing that, but now it's out in the open.
Hey.
But it was at first, like when we're dealing with like, you know, bigger companies and stuff, like, what does that mean? Or like, oh, we don't know. And then you're like, probably figure something out. Probably like think back in those like drunken college years and like actually come up with a somewhat story, but I never did. So that's it.
That's the real story, and it's being told right here on the
it's a fake podcast. Name.
Yeah.
And then the embroidery side of our business is Threadwear Needle Hands, which okay. is a spoof off of Edward Scissorhands, the movie.
I see that. Yeah. I see.
So when I was there. Like, when we're signing paperwork with lawyers and stuff, it's like Threadwear Needle Hands, da da da. Just, I don't know.
Everybody like, kind of looks at your phone.
In some weird way, it works out.
Yeah. So you know, your location that you're at right now, you guys weren't always there, right? So where were sure. you before, and tell me about the transition making, you know, moving to your new building.
Gotcha. So back in the day, I didn't, so when I like started this business, it was like on a whim with my partner Matt that I went to college with. So we both graduated, went our own ways. I had a degree in IO psychology, and he went for graphic design, Kutztown University. And when we got out of college, we just started working. He had a job at like a firm. I was doing like TSS work. And I did that for like 4 years, and I was like kind of getting over it. And I was like, oh, what am I going to do? I don't know if I want to go back to school, this and that. So I hit him up. We started talking again. And then I started printing stuff on the side. Okay, just send me the artwork. I did it as a hobby in my basement from when I was in like bands in high school. So I did like just simple shirts, real crooked prints. I remember I did like my first job was for like my bus driver. Like he started his own company, and I like seen him at a bar. I was like, he's like, oh, dude, I'll do 12 shirts for it with you. Like that, like super humble beginnings.
Yeah.
We started doing that, and then me and my wife had our daughter. And I had a whole bunch of like time off saved up, and I was home like a paternal leave, basically, or whatever it's called. And I was like, oh, I'm just gonna start printing. And then I got a job for Wyoming Seminary. And I was printing in my mom's basement, and she's divorced. She lives by herself. She's kind of old. And she was in the kitchen. I came up to get a drink, and the whole kitchen was filled with smoke. And I opened the door, and my mom's dog was barking at it. And she's like, what are you doing down there? Like, she didn't even know, like, how bad it was. Obviously, no smoke detectors, like, nothing.
What happened?
I was just printing a bunch of shirts. So I was like, this job is, like, $6,000, and that's more than I could make at my TSS job for, like, 2 months. So I cashed in my 401k and just bought a press. And we started printing in Kingston. Right on the storefront. It was the old Backstage Enterprises. It was, like, an old, like, show venue where they had like punk and hardcore shows. I just thought it was like a storefront that would be good enough. It was cheap and it worked out.
So it was where was it? Like right on, it was right on Wyoming Ave, is that right? In Kingston?
Yes. Yeah, right like Kingston Corners building across from Walgreens there.
Yeah. So how long did you operate there?
We were there for a good, I would think like 3-4 years.
Okay. And then you moved to where you're at now?
We just kept like, the landlord was super cool. Yeah. Like she let us like keep like going through the walls into other like retail spaces going down the side. And then it came to the point where we realized like we're in the wrong area, but it worked to get us started. Like we had a, you know, an automatic press in the front window. So people just like, what the hell is that? We never seen shirts printed, you know, like layman's term.
Yep.
So for some reason, like word spread based on that. And we started.
Yeah. So you're only there for a few years and you really outgrew the space pretty quick, huh?
Yeah. And it sort of, I kind of wanted to stay because the utilities were free and they didn't know how much electricity we were using.
You were really making out.
Yeah, like we had to put it in. We had to put in like the big electricity, but it was like on their dime. So I always thought that was cool. So I'm like, man, the electricity is $3,000 a month, and we're only paying $1,500. Like, why are we leaving? So I kept holding on to that for like a year and a half, but then obviously I had to like be realistic.
Yeah. So you moved to your new building. What kind of space are you in now? How big is it compared to your last space?
It's decent. It's an old Hallmark distribution warehouse. Bought it off like a really, really nice guy, Chris Mattis. And I think it's like around like 2,200 or 22,000 square feet.
It's a pretty big space.
It's decent. We're maxed out. We're looking for a new spot. So we're working with the city. Yeah. We're trying to expand.
Looking to move, huh?
We're looking to expand on our own space.
Oh, okay.
We're having trouble getting the property because a lot of development going on down there, which is awesome. So not complaining.
Yeah. So you're looking to just add on to the current
building. Yeah. We just need a little bit more room to make life easier and to make like what our goal is. We just need that little bit more space. So we're hoping it works out.
Well, best of luck with that. And no, it's really cool. And, you know, my podcast studio is actually right down the road from you guys. And unfortunately right now we're on the virtual podcast and I've got my virtual background on right now, but if I were to turn it off, you would see I'm actually sitting in my master bedroom closet. I'm actually in a walk-in closet right now, literally with a table, fold out table and a lawn chair right now.
I think that's more our style. So why don't you click the background off.
Yeah, you want to see it?
Yeah. Cause we talked about our next episode, right? At the junkyard.
Yeah. Right across the street from the podcast studio. We're gonna have you show up at the junkyard and climb on some pile
no,
of
No no when it's over we're gonna blast off in that rocket.
Yeah, there is. There's a rocket ship right on the roof. Yeah,
you might like by then have your skills dialed so we could like shoot off in that.
Yeah, we'll have to practice a little bit before we do that, but you know, hopefully we'll make it happen.
Sweet.
So Tyler, so back to you. How did you get started at Axelrad? How long have you been there? How'd you meet Dave? What's the story?
My dad was actually in the like contract printing side, so he was a print broker for most of my life, and right around, I would say 2007, 2008, when these guys became like brick and mortar in Kingston, my dad just happened to be looking for a new printer and loved the vibe of this place. And for years, I was in high school at the time. My dad was like, man, you gotta check these guys out. You gotta check these guys out. Like they're, you know, I feel like you would just love it there. So I was like a senior in high school. I had no idea what I wanted to go to college for. I was just like, I'm 18, like I have no idea. I loved art, started to teach myself some graphic design stuff, and went in and just kind of apprenticed and shadowed Matt, who's one of the owners. He handles the art side of the business, and kind of just like hung out, would do, you know, a few hours here and there just to like learn new tips and tricks. Ended up working for an ad agency in Dallas, where I'm from. And one day I literally just walked in and Dave was like, you know, what's new, man? I haven't seen you in a while. It's like, you know, same old, just working. He's like, you like your job? And I was like, no, I hate it. It's the worst. And he's like, work for me. And I was like, dude, I'll quit right now. Like if you're serious. He's like, yeah, dude. He's like, you start Monday. And I was like, quit my other job. And let's see, that was 2013, I think. It's like 7 years ago now. So I've been here ever since.
That's awesome. So you literally just quit your job on the spot and went to work for Dave.
I knew.
It's because Mark Rice knows how to raise awesome kids.
Is that your dad, Tyler?
Yep.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah, when I meet like one of Tyler's siblings, like I'm just like, yeah, awesome family. I can't explain it, but just shout out to the Rice crew.
Nice. So Tyler, did you say you kind of like self-taught yourself graphic design? So you didn't go to college, right? You just self-taught yourself.
Which is a good money and time saver, apparently.
Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah. It clearly seemed to work out just fine and in your favor because you seem to be doing pretty well. Back to Axelrad, Dave. How many people are on the team? I mean, there's quite a bit of you there. How many people do you guys have?
Like we're about 27 full-time employees in that amount of space. At least 10 months out of the year, we go through like a slow season in like February, most of March. Every screen printer, I don't even know if it's like that for all printers, but screen printers go through a lull right around that time. After Christmas, it starts dying. You see it dying down. And then, yeah, February, March, we lay off maybe like 30% of our employees or so, the ones that like want to.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as like this time came around, right when this virus hit, we're going into our busy, like all screen printers' busiest season of all time. So it was quite a like shocker to everybody. We were like planning, everybody's ramping for like our biggest year ever. We did plans all through the slow months. We hired people that were like doing stuff in the back end to get work while we're slow. And we're like, all right, here it comes. And we're like, what? Everybody was just blindsided.
And then pump the brakes.
Yeah. Hardcore. Yeah. Real bad.
Damn.
It was like a kick in the ass.
Yeah, for real.
To everybody. I mean, obviously anybody that's listening would know that you would never expect something like that.
Yeah, definitely. So as far as like your clients, like what, who's like an ideal customer for you guys?
Is that my question? I guess,
go for it.
I guess like, I don't know. Everybody's an ideal customer. But like, I mean, I guess the real question is what kind of customers don't you want?
that's probably the better question people want to hear. Right?
Everyone's open for business, but yeah. I don't know. It's hard to say, like, I don't know if there's any, like, people that are in the printing industry probably listen to this podcast more than the others, but you know who they are. It's just you don't want to do stuff that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So, like, in our early years, you go, like, you just take whatever because you're just happy to be working. But when you get older, you're like, you see a nightmare when it's coming kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but, I mean, you guys probably have evolved quite a bit. And, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, you guys maybe started out a little bit more like doing like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 shirts. And I'm sure you probably still do some of that work, but
sure. You
guys probably do a lot more volume now, right? Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. So my opinion, it's all important. One shirt to, you know, 100,000 shirts. It's all the same to me. They're expecting service and quality. And that's like all you could do. I think it's like the coolest way to be to humanity and people. People want the product and here's what you get. They don't want shit. So you just give them. So like our thing is just making it the best it can be regardless of who it is. There's no faces involved. It's just good work, good quality.
So, you know, throughout your career, I mean, you know, for, you know, both of you, I think it's a question kind of for both of you, but, you know, I guess Dave, we'll start with you. I mean, what has really motivated you, you know, throughout the years to grow the business and, you know, is there something in particular?
Yeah, it's probably a selfish answer. I kind of like having like the autonomy to do whatever I want inside of business, but with the goal of helping everybody, if that makes any sense. So like I'm doing when I go to work in the morning, it's for my crew that's there. So like, I just think of like, I do sales a little bit on the end, but like still organizing the rest of the business, but like I'm just there for them. So when I go there, I sit down, like, how is everybody getting a paycheck for the next year?
Yeah, no, that's so not working, that's not for them at all.
Guy, yeah, but I'm still there just because I want to be there myself.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's great.
That sounds so dumb.
No,
but
not dumb at all.
So I'm doing it that way. And then I guess the only other thing I could think of that I would want to do it for is just basically like the whole USA work.
Yeah, keep it safe here in America.
Make everybody happy.
Tyler,
not like super American.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, do our part, be happy, make Wilkes-Barre sweeter, give back to the community the best we can.
Yeah, and you guys are clearly doing that right now with the Shirt Off Your Backs movement. It's really incredible.
In that kind of business sense, like, I never had. Like, I didn't go to school for business necessarily, like, where the money gets allocated. Once I learned it, I was like, wow, it's a feel-good kind of thing.
Yeah. Tyler, what about you?
I mean, I would say it's a tough one. I mean, a part of it.
Good luck.
Yeah, right? part of it for me is being a part of Axelrad. So I came on super late, but my goal has always been to make where I work better. So I want to be proud of where I work, and I can say that I am. I feel like I've done a lot to help us grow, and the whole thing is just to make Axelrad, when you hear it, someone be like, oh, I know that place, or I've heard good things about that place. So like kind of just recognition from whether it be like our industry or even just our area. Like, it's just nice that like someone's like, oh, where do you work? I would love to just be able to be like Axelrad, and someone be like, I know exactly what you're saying, where that is, all that stuff. So like it kind of, my goal is kind of make it like household name for our area, where like people are like, yo, those dudes are awesome, they do good work, they're good at what they're like at what they do. And then like on the totally selfish side, working hard to prove to myself that I made the right decision in the career path and not going to school and stuff like that is a huge motivation to me. Just trying to like, you know, keep my head down, do my work, and like prove to like myself and other people that like you can do anything. You don't necessarily have to be like a college grad to be a successful person. And I'm not obviously putting down any college grads or anything like that, but you know,
yeah, makes sense
for me.
Don't be putting me down, dude.
Especially like an artist in the area, you know, like a lot of people are just like, man, it's hard to find work. So I'm blessed to have a great job and work for great people. So I'm not going to screw that up. And I'm going to make sure that I work as hard as possible to make sure that, you know, our business sustains for many, many years to come.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I think, you know, one thing that you touched on a little bit there, what both of you did, about making NEPA in Wilkes-Barre just a really great place. So Tyler, what is your, what's your favorite thing about NEPA? This question comes up a lot on the podcast. A lot of my listeners keep telling me, keep asking that question. So Tyler, what's your favorite thing about NEPA?
Does this have to do with like
in general?
Okay. I'd be stupid if I didn't say pizza.
You know what? I was just going to say, you could say pizza because a lot of people do.
Yeah. I mean, the pizza's phenomenal. You can't go anywhere else and get anything like it. I will say my viewpoint on the area has gone up exponentially within the past 2 weeks, and seeing how people have reacted to this movement. And it makes me a lot prouder to be part of NEPA and helping NEPA, because I think way differently about how caring the people are who actually live here, versus, you know, when you're not able to talk to every person and see how much they're giving on a daily basis. When you're on the back end of things and you're seeing families and friends support not only what you're doing, but what other businesses are doing in a time of need, it really makes you, you know, be proud of your area. And right now, and within the past 2 weeks, I would say that's pretty much my favorite thing about NEPA.
Yeah, definitely. And you're really, really, really contributing to making NEPA a much better place. And this whole idea, the shirt off your back movement, like you guys are just rocking it out.
Like that's like seriously, like I love listening to that because like that's what it's all about, motivation. It's like the invisible hand that you just work hard and like good things work out just on a whim. Like we started on a whim and like we're employing 27 people and you know, people are buying cars, mortgages, like the whole nine yards that no one even thinks about. And you're like, that's what makes the world go round, sort of, yeah, in your work day.
Yeah. And Dave, what about you? What would you say is your favorite thing about NEPA?
I like the old school factor of NEPA, like Henna Mill. Henna, you know?
Yep.
You know that saying? Like Kibasi Fest is pretty good. Anything to do with Plymouth bars is cool with me. Maybe a little Nana Coke in there. Some, I don't know. Dive bars. Let's leave it at dive bars.
Dive bars. So there's a lot of them. A lot of good ones.
And NEPA's got the guts. So.
Yeah, we can hang.
When they tell you stuff on the news about like, hey, you know, we're gonna stick together. It's like you don't need to tell us. NEPA can handle it. We don't watch news. we go to Garrity's without face masks.
Oh, that's funny. So I think we're gonna come down to the last couple minutes here before we wrap it up. Tyler, do you want to touch a little bit more on the shirt off our backs movement? Is there anything else you want people to know about the movement as far as being involved, anything at all?
I mean, we covered pretty much everything. Just check out our social medias. I'm sure you're seeing it across everyone's social media right now. I'm supplying ads for anyone who's actually a part of it to help promote as much as possible. Keep donating, keep spreading the word. Like I said, I'm doing my best to get to everybody. I apologize if I don't. Yeah, also thank you to everyone who's been a part of it. You know, like people keep asking me, you know, and interviewing me and doing all this stuff, but it's not just me. I have an incredible team behind me. Like every person at Axrad's fucking amazing. I would not be able to do it without them. Definitely not without Maloney. He's probably the coolest boss you can ask for. I have an amazing team, and then I also have an amazing support, the actual community itself. So everyone who's donating it deserves just as much recognition as I do. You know, like I'm just on the back end. I'm trying to put things together in motion, but it's money out of everyone else's pockets that's, you know, going to help the people in need. So I think those people, you know, give themselves a round of applause as well, because I think everyone else deserves just as much recognition from this. And, you know, just keep killing it and try and raise as much money as possible.
That's great. Dave, what about you? Any last words before we wrap it up here?
Yeah, I went into my closet before. It's gonna be real wrinkly.
Uh huh.
But this is the first band merch shirt we ever did for the band called the Dirt Vultures from Wilkes-Barre. And then this is just a print of a bottle of whiskey.
Nice. So what do I got to do to get the hashtag on the stacks on a t-shirt? What do I got to do to make that happen?
We got to do the us sitting in the cardboard pile across the street.
All right, we'll hook that up, and then you got
the real stacks. That'd be good.
You mention it, I'll make it.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you guys again, both Dave Maloney and Tyler Rice. Thank you guys both again for joining me on another episode of the Virtual on the Stacks podcast. Shirt off our backs movement, Axelrad in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Shout out to NEPA. You guys freaking rock, and thank you for doing what you're doing.
If you'd like to learn more about the On the Stacks podcast, be sure to search the hashtag On the Stacks on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. We'll catch you next time on the stacks.